research information sessions. PSPA's online research events are a great opportunity for people affected by PSP and CBD to hear directly from researchers about their studies. This year, to allow more people to attend, our research information sessions were shorter and held more frequently. The first session, held online in May, focused on research that improves accuracy and speed of diagnosis. Dr. Maura Malpetti from the University of Cambridge explained her research, which investigates inflammation in the brain, and blood tests which can measure this as a potential biomarker. Dr. Malpetti was funded by a PSPA small research grant and has recently been awarded a larger sum of money by Cure PSP to build on her work. Professor Dan Smith from Durham University is investigating eye movements and cognition in PSP. He is hoping that a simple paper test carried out in clinic will be able to distinguish between Parkinson's disease and PSP by tracking the way a patient finds a specific item in a crowded sheet of distractors. Riona Fumi, the coordinator of PSPA-funded Prospect, shared how a new study, Express, will track people with signs of Parkinsonism from first referral to see how many people go on to be diagnosed with PSP or CBD and their earliest symptoms. Dr. Alana Terry from the University of Exeter spoke about their study, which looks at molecular imaging of the brain in PSP and how these brain images differ from people with MSA or Parkinson's disease. Lastly, Dr. Edwin Jabari, a research fellow at UCL, spoke about his PSPA-funded project, which aims to test a diagnostic seed amplification assay as a diagnostic tool for PSP and CBD. The second session took place in September, this time with a focus on research that aims to improve care and treatment for people with PSP and CBD. The first speaker was PSPA trustee and research committee member Dr. Boyd Gosh from University Hospital Southampton. His most recent grant from PSPA funds a project which will examine how quality of life is affected by whether you attend a multidisciplinary clinic or not. The next speaker was PSPA-funded research fellow Dr. Robert Duncan from the University of Cambridge. He is working on the NORAPS study, which aims to reduce both apathy and impulsivity using a drug which is currently licensed in the UK for ADHD by increasing noradrenaline in the brain. Professor Christina Antoniades explained the OxQuip study and how she was quantifying PSP using different types of digital technology, while Professor Kate Fleming from the University of York spoke about her research into palliative care in MND. We are currently planning our sessions for 2025. If there are any specific topics you would like to hear about, please send your thoughts to our research coordinator at research@psp.association.org.uk.